USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump's been venting about Roger Stone's stiff sentence on Twitter and blasting the jury foreperson who's a Democrat, calling her biased. Meanwhile, Attorney General Bill Barr telling the president to tame his tweets. He sits down with ABC News.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
In other news, the folks running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the coronavirus will not stop the Summer Games, and at this point they don't plan on postponing or canceling any of the events in Tokyo. The games run from July 24th through August 9th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New reaction now to the biased jury forewoman in Roger Stone's trial, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump is stepping up his criticism of Justice Department prosecutors after it was reported that the jury foreperson had posted anti-Trump and anti-Stone messages online. If in fact that is true, Fox News legal analyst and contributor Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
if the judge discovers afterwards that there was a built-in inherent bias on the part of a member of the jury against the defendant, that is an automatic trigger for a new trial. She's going to have to call those jurors back in. Is Roger Stone a danger to society? Absolutely not. Was anybody harmed as a result of what Roger Stone did? Absolutely not. Is the President of the United States of America, who is the chief federal law enforcement officer in the land, entitled to express an opinion to his attorney general about a case the DOJ is prosecuting? Of course he is.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
At her weekly news conference on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lashing out at the President and Attorney General. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
Pelosi told reporters at the Capitol that President Trump was again abusing his power by trying to publicly influence the sentencing of his longtime ally, Roger Stone, who was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress.
This is an abuse of power that the president is again trying to manipulate federal law enforcement to serve his political interests.
And Pelosi suggested that Attorney General Bill Barr is enabling President Trump, calling Barr a sad disappointment for the nation.
A huge car recall to tell you about involving Ford, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Ford is recalling over 240,000 SUVs and cars worldwide because of a suspension part that can fracture and increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers the Ford Flex, Taurus police car, Taurus SHO, and Lincoln MKT from the 2013 through the 2018 model years. Ford says if the suspension moves a lot on the vehicles, the rear toe links can fracture. Toe links help keep the rear suspension stable and the tires on the pavement. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem in this batch of recalled vehicles. Owners will be notified beginning on March 2nd. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.